This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business. Extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri today, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said, from today, the next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. He added that these reforms will boost savings and directly benefit every section of society, including farmers, women, youth, poor, middle class, traders and MSMEs. The Prime Minister said they will encourage greater growth and investments and accelerate the progress of every state and region. Mr. Modi said that it is greatly heartening to see various shopkeepers and traders putting up then and now boards which indicate taxes pre-reforms and post-reforms. On the first day of Navratri, the government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwal Yojana during the current financial year. Extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this step will not only bring them new joy on this sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to the media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections.
We had taken the decision that our sisters should have access to clean cooking fuel. Today, the Honorable Prime Minister has approved a decision to provide 25 lakh additional Ujjwala connections. The Ujjwala Yojana, which began in 2016, was already providing 10 crore 30 lakh connections. With this new move, it will now reach around 10 crore 60 lakh. There had been demands from various sections to expand the scheme, and I'm very happy that on the auspicious occasion of Navratri, this additional benefit will be given to our sisters.
Ministry of Home Affairs today declared the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations as an unlawful association with immediate effect from 28th of this month for a period of 5 years. In a Gazette notification, the ministry said that the association is involved in activities which are prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. It stated that the association has been involved in killing 13 underground cadres in police or security forces action and 51 other criminal activities. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that the new GST reforms will benefit people across the country. Interacting with traders in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda urged shopkeepers to promote and sell Swadeshi products in their shops to make India self-reliant. The minister emphasized that these reforms are aimed at supporting small businesses and easing compliance. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. Both carried a reward of 40 lakh rupees each on their heads. SP Narayanpur Robinson Guria said security forces had launched a search operation following intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the border areas of Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh. During the operation in the Abhujmad region, Maoists opened fire on the security personnel. The forces retaliated, leading to the encounter. The bodies of two Maoists have been recovered from the spot. They have been identified as Katta Ramchandra Reddy and Kosdada alias Kadiri Satyanarayan Reddy. Both were Central Committee members of CPI Maoists. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the security forces have achieved another major victory against the Naxalites. India has stormed into the semi-final of Under-17 SAF Championship in Colombo with a thrilling 3-2 win over arch rivals Pakistan. Goals from Dalal Mohan Gangte, Ganlimba Wang Greek Palm and Rahan Ahmed sealed a win for Blue Colts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.